Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On May 20th, 1940, the first prisoners arrive at Auschwitz-Birkenau, the Nazi death camp. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. To commemorate this date, a devastating one in the history of the Holocaust, I am simply going to share with you the words of Elie Wiesel, who gave the following remarks at the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. In contemplating them, may we join with Wiesel in the resolution, never again. Here he is. Here, heaven and earth are on fire. I speak to you as a man who 50 years and 9 days ago had no name, no hope, no future, and was known only by his number, A7713. I speak as a Jew who has seen what humanity has done to itself by trying to exterminate an entire people and inflict suffering and humiliation and death on so many others. In this place of darkness and malediction, we can but stand in awe and remember its stateless, faceless, and nameless victims. Close your eyes and look. Endless nocturnal processions are converging here, and here it is always night. Here, heaven and earth are on fire. Close your eyes and listen. Listen to the silent screams of terrified mothers, the prayers of anguished old men and women. Listen to the tears of children, Jewish children, a beautiful little girl among them with golden hair, whose vulnerable tenderness has never left me. Look and listen as they quietly walk towards dark flames so gigantic that the planet itself seemed in danger. All these men and women and children came from everywhere, a gathering of exiles drawn by death. In this kingdom of darkness, there were many people, people who came from all the occupied lands of Europe. And then there were the Gypsies and the Poles and the Czechs. It is true that not all the victims were Jews, but all the Jews were victims. Now, as then, we ask the question of all questions. What was the meaning of what was so routinely going on in this kingdom of eternal night? What kind of demented mind could have invented this system? And it worked. The killers killed, the victims died, and the world was the world and everything else was going on, life as usual. In the towns nearby, what happened? In the lands nearby, what happened? Life was going on where God's creation was condemned to blasphemy by their killers and their accomplices. Turning point or watershed, Birkenau produced a mutation on a cosmic scale, affecting man's dreams and endeavors. After Auschwitz, the human condition is no longer the same. After Auschwitz, nothing will ever be the same. As we remember the solitude and the pain of its victims, let us declare this day marks our commitment to commemorate their death, not to celebrate our own victory over death. As we reflect upon the past, we must address ourselves to the present and the future. In the name of all that is sacred in memory, let us stop the bloodshed in Bosnia, Rwanda, and Chechnya, the vicious and ruthless terror attacks against Jews in the Holy Land. Let us reject and oppose more effectively religious fanaticism and racial hate. And may I add a humble amen. So be it. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.